The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Samach Tes. I want to discuss, our blot talks about the Isser Nevela and Trefa, talks about the Inyan of Ein Isser Chal Isser. I wanted to discuss the halachas of Nevelas and Trefas in nursing homes, and also some Ein Isser Chal Isser, which applies to that. I've spoken about a number of these topics before in Shiurim, in different Masechtas. But I'd like to just give a summary of the issues and speak about some more issues that I haven't discussed before. When a Yid owns a nursing home, he runs into a number of halachic issues. The first question is that the Yid keeps the nursing home running on Shabbos. Obviously, we cannot close down nursing homes over Shabbos. Generally, a real nursing home, there are some kinds of care facilities that can be closed down, those certainly should if possible, but a standard nursing home can't be closed down over Shabbos. So he has a problem that he has workers working for him on Shabbos. A Yid who has Schira Yoyim working for him is a very serious problem of Amir Lakum. So there's one problem of Shabbos, that there's workers working in the nursing home on Shabbos and doing Melachis on behalf of the Jewish owner. The second issue is that the Jew is doing schayra with nevelos and treifas. He's doing business using nevelos and treifas. The halacha is a iser, which is, according to many poskim, is iser deraisa, that a Yid is not allowed to buy nevelos and treifas and sell them. So when a Yid owns a nursing home, if he serves treifa food in the nursing home, what he's really doing is, he's buying nevelos and treifas, and he's selling them. Because he's buying nevelos and treifas, meat that's not kosher, and he's selling them to his patients. The patients are paying him for room and board. So it's considered that he's buying the nevelos and treifas and selling them. Now, I did hear from one of the big paiskim of our generation who said that he feels that there's no isser schayra at all. He's not selling the nevelos and treifas. That's not his main business over here. His main business is not nevelos and treifas, but there are many poskim who hold that there is a iser of schayra with nevelos and treifas. And I heard this from my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Miller also, who says that there is a iser of schayra with nevelos and treifas in a nursing home. So far we spoke about two things. There's the problem of workers working on Shabbos, and there's the problem of doing business with nevelos and treifas. The third issue, which is a very, very serious issue also, And it's in a way it's harder to deal with this third issue than the two issues that we spoke about, is the issue of lifnei iver. If a Jew owns a nursing home and we'll see soon that l'chayra, even if a Jew just manages a nursing home, he doesn't actually own it, in an area where it's likely that there will be Jewish people as patients, he's running into problems of lifnei iver. Why? Because there's Jewish patients who are not religious. And they will not, even if this owner offers them kosher meat, they won't necessarily take it. And therefore, when he serves treifa meat to his Jewish guests, he's running into a problem of lifnei iver. You're not allowed to go ahead and take something which is usher and offer it to a yid, or even to a goy, if it's usher to a goy. And if you do that, you're even lifnei iver. So if there's an irreligious Jew in the nursing home as a patient, even though the irreligious Jew insists that he does not want to eat kosher food, nevertheless, if the Jewish owner offers him kosher treifa food, he may very well be over lifnei iver. I did hear b'shem one of the big paiskim that says that there's no problem of lifnei iver. If you're offering them kosher food, you don't have a problem of lifnei iver, but there's certainly a strong possibility that you are a vilifni iver, even if you're offering them kosher food, and it's a very hard svara to understand why this pasuk holds that you're not a vilifni iver if you offer them kosher food. The fourth problem is the problem of benefiting from Isurei Hanoah. A nursing home, besides for the fact that it serves Nevelos and Treifus to its guests, Nevelos and Treifus is the Isur of Schoyre. You can't do business with it. You can't engage in business with Nevelos and Treifus. There's no Isur to have Hanoah, to derive benefit from Nevelos and Treifus. The Isur is that you can't actively engage in commerce with Nevelos and Treifus. However, there's no Isur to derive benefit from Nevelos and Treifus. There are other foods, though, where the Isur is more strict. It's not just that you can't do business with the food. You can't derive any benefit from the food. You cannot derive benefit from basar b'chalav. And you cannot derive benefit from chametz. And there's a third thing also, yayin nesach. Now, yayin nesach nowadays, since the goyim are not don't really do active avodah zarah, so you could be makel and say that you're allowed to derive benefit from yayin nesach b'zman hazeh. But the other two things are a problem. If a person has a nursing home and he serves basar b'chalav, he's not allowed to derive benefit from the basar b'chalav. If he serves chametz on Pesach, he's not allowed to derive benefit from the chametz on Pesach. And, like we'll see soon, these are serious issues that are a little bit hard to circumvent. Hard, but not impossible. So when it comes to the first issue of Shabbos, there are basically two mahalchim, two general approaches taken by the poskim. There's a famous Divrei Chaim who has a tshuva about operating a factory on Shabbos. The Divrei Chaim says that if the Yiddish factory owner goes ahead and sells the factory to a goy for Shabbos, and he makes the following agreement with the goy, he says to the goy, look, you don't have all the money to pay for the factory, so what we're going to do is we're going to say like this, I sold you the factory, really all the profits should go to you. However, you don't have the money, the capital available to go ahead and settle the payment that you owe me for buying the factory. So therefore, we're going to make a deal. We're going to say, you know what? You owe me money. I owe you money. I should really be giving the profits over to you. You owe me a lot of money for buying the factory, and I could even charge you interest on that money. So therefore, we'll make a deal and we'll say, I'll just give you a small settlement amount so we don't have to get into the nitty gritty of exactly who owes who what. We'll make a small settlement and we'll call it even. And therefore, says the Divrei Chaim something very interesting. He says, even though certainly the workers have in mind that they're working for the Yiddish owner, no question about it. They don't know anything about this guy who bought the factory. They know there's a Yid, Shmerel owns the factory that makes schnapps for the goyim. And Shmerel is the guy who hired the goy, and Shmerel is the guy that the goy is afraid of. The goy doesn't want to get on Shmerel's bad side because Shmerel is the guy who would fire him if the goy doesn't do his job. So why is the goy coming into the factory to work on Shabbos? Because he wants Shmerel to pay him. He wants Shmerel to be happy with him. So he's certainly working for the Yid. He's working because the Yid told him to work. So really there should be a problem of Amir La'akum. Says the Divrei Chaim, no, we don't have to be worried about the problem of Amir La'akum. Why? Because Shmerel is telling the goy to work, 100%. But why does Shmerel care if the goy works? Shmerel just sold the company to John. And really, all the profits of the company should go to John. So Shmerel couldn't care less if the goy works on Shabbos. Because Shmerel is not getting the profits anyways. So, therefore, this should be like a case where a Yid takes a piece of nevela, he gives it over to John, and he tells John, I want you to cook this piece of nevela. Why? Because I want you, John, to enjoy the piece of nevela. So according to some poskim, that's not Amir La'akum. Even though John is cooking the nevela because Shmerel told John to cook the nevela, John wouldn't be able to cook the nevela if Shmerel wouldn't have given him the nevela with instructions to cook it. Nevertheless, Shmerel is not over an Amir La'akum, because the intended beneficiary of the work on Shabbos is John, not Shmerel. So therefore, in our case, says the Divrei Chaim, a Gvaldig Chiddush, since the profits of the company should really go to John, therefore, it's considered that the workers who are working, because Shmerel told them to work, are only working to benefit John, and therefore, there's no Isra Amir La'akum, because it's like you're telling the worker, Kevin, you tell Kevin, I want you to work in order to make profit for John. So the yid is not deriving the benefit, and therefore there's no problem of Amir La'akum. This is what the Derech Chaim says. Now this heter is very shver. First of all, it's machlokes apoiskim, if you could be samech on this. So, some poiskim hold that if you enable John to cook the meat, and you told him to cook the meat, even though the beneficiary of the meat is going to be John, he's going to be the guy sitting down with the meat to eat it, nevertheless, it's Esra Amir La'akum. There are poiskim hold like that. So first of all, you're running into machlokes apoiskim. Second of all, b'zman hazeh, we do something which is even more shver. B'zman hazeh, because the goy, John, would not agree to go ahead and sacrifice, put his entire life's savings at risk to buy this nursing home, the yid wants to be protected. So the yid is putting down a very, very high price on the nursing home. He's not going to sell the nursing home for $20. He'll sell the nursing home for $1 million. John barely ekes out a living. John doesn't want to lose his house to the yid because he didn't pay $1 million. So the yid writes in the shtar the following thing. The yid writes in the shtar, John, don't worry about it. If the nursing home doesn't make any profit, you don't have to pay me the $1 million that you owe me. It's only if the nursing home makes profit, then I can take from that profit to get paid back for the purchase obligation that you have for buying the nursing home. But if there's no profit, you don't have to pay me. Which this clause is not in the shtar of the Divrei Chaim. Now this makes things a lot more complicated, because one can argue that in this case, when Kevin is working in the nursing home, he's not working in order to benefit John, because John owes $1 million anyways. He's not anyways paying off the $1 million. He's only paying off the $1 million if the nursing home makes a profit. So the yid really needs that nursing home to make the profit. Because if the nursing home doesn't make the profit, John won't be obligated to pay him anything. So how could you tell me that when Kevin's working on Shabbos, the beneficiary of that work is going to be John? It's not true. The beneficiary of the work is going to be the yid. You're right. If the nursing home makes $2 million, then the second $1 million is going to go to John. But if the nursing home only makes $900,000, then the yid needed the nursing home to produce every penny of that $900,000, and if it wouldn't have produced that money, then the yid would not be able to recoup the purchase amount from John. This is a very, very big pickbook on the Divrei Chaim. I asked my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Miller, he was not concerned about this, because he feels the Divrei Chaim will be matter even in such a case, because it's like a second step. Kevin is not working to benefit Shmerel. Kevin is working to benefit John. And John has an agreement with Shmerel that John is only going to have to pay Shmerel if he makes money from Kevin. But really, Kevin's money is going directly to John. So since the yid is only benefiting because of a second step, because of an agreement that he made with John, it's not called that Kevin is working for Shmerel. But my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Miller suggests that nowadays it's kedai because of a lot of pepukmen, and especially because of the fact that this whole agreement is a very, very big harama. So he should suggest we should do a different arrangement. He suggests that what we should do is as follows. If the yid has a manager in the nursing home who's a goy, then he can make an agreement with the goy that the workers are really controlled by the goy. The goyish manager is the one who has the authority to hire workers and the authority to fire workers. And the Yiddish owner cannot overrule him. I spoke about this in a different shir, and I explained the historical precedents behind such an arrangement. Since I gave that shir was based on old history, the Watergate scandal, that most people don't know, about the story about how Nixon wanted to fire Archibald Cox, who was the independent counsel who was investigating Nixon. He wanted to fire him. He couldn't fire him because he had to first tell his attorney general to fire him, and only his attorney general had control and ability to fire him. So Shlomo Miller was living through those years, and he came up with this heter. He said, you see that there's a structure in corporate America where there's a very strong buffer zone between the ultimate boss and the actual worker. That creates a very strange concept that the boss cannot fire the worker, even though the special prosecutor was certainly working for the executive branch of the government. So he should have been Nixon's underling. Nevertheless, Nixon couldn't fire him. Now, it's just interesting that since I said that shir, this whole topic became a lot more current. And people who formerly did not would never have known this ancient history of Watergate now know about all this because of Donald Trump. our Choshev president, the Oy of Yisrael, not meaning to get involved in politics, but, you know, I just want to make sure that nobody thinks that I'm coming to be disrespectful to Donald Trump, who did the Gevaldige Tevis for Klal Yisrael, but, I just want to be moisif that he's mamish going through the exact same thing that Nixon went through. He wants to fire this good-for-nothing Robert Mueller, and he's not able to do so unless Rod Rosenstein, another good-for-nothing Mustama, goes ahead and fires Robert Mueller. So this is a very, very current example of what's going on with this heter of Rav Shlomo Miller regarding the nursing homes and Shabbos. I'm not going to go into, you know, the whole lumdus of this thing, because I already spoke about it in a different shir. But the main reason I'm bringing all these things in is because I'm trying to get to Nevelos and Treifus and the Isra of Lufnei Iver. So basically, the concept that's structured for Shabbos, according to Rav Shlomo Miller, is we're trying to create a situation where the workers are not controlled in any way by the Yiddish owner, but rather are controlled by the manager of the company. Now, let's move on to Schayru with Nevelos and Treifus. When it comes to doing business with Nevelos and Treifus, so the hetter that's makubal by nursing home owners, the hetter that most people are Seimuchon is that they sell the food service part division of the company to a goy. Any goy. Obviously it looks more real if you're selling it to a goy in the actual nursing home. And therefore, it's not considered that the Yid is buying Nevelos and Treifus and selling them. Why? Because the Yid never owns the Nevelos and Treifus. That part of the company is owned by a goy. Now this is a very, very, it looks like a big harama, because it's a very, I mean, even though technically, legally, you could have such a construct where you have an agreement with a partner that he owns specific parts of the company. Obviously, when we're dealing vis-a-vis the outside world, they're not going to recognize that internal document, but if there was actually a court case between the two partners, certainly that internal document would govern, and the partner who has a document saying that he owns the Nevelos and Treifus will be able to walk out with the Nevelos and Treifus. They really do belong to him, and they don't belong to the Yid. But this looks like a big harama, because, you know, usually it's not real. The facts on the ground don't reflect the fact that the goyish partner that nobody knows about is actually the guy who owns the Nevelos and Treifus. The vendors have no clue that they're selling to this goyish partner that they don't know about. So it's a very big harama. The Poskim recommend having a goy set up an independent company, and that company is going to be the purchaser of the Nevelos and Treifus. This is something that, unfortunately, many nursing home owners are very reluctant or incapable of doing. And the Poskim are unhappy with the fact that they're using a harama kind of technique. Even if we would be Seimach on harama when it comes to Shabbos, according to the Divrei Chaim, but when it comes to Nevelos and Treifus, my Rebbe Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita says that we really should not be Seimach on it, because L'daitai, it's a question of a Isser D'Oraisa, and you certainly should not be Seimach on harama by Isser D'Oraisa. So the recommended mahalach is to set up an LLC, which will be the owner of the food. Now, many people are not able to do this. It happens to be that the Beis Avad has a service where we have an LLC that belongs to a goy, and business owners can use that LLC for their nursing homes if they desire. But that's also very, very b'di'eva. The best thing is to have a goy that actually works in the nursing home as a chef or as a manager open up an LLC on behalf, in order to help the Yiddish owner. Obviously, you're going to have to pay him to do that, because opening up an LLC is a very scary thing for a lot of people. So you have to really compensate him for doing that. That's the best thing. There are better things. You can actually bring in a real bona fide food service company, which is the best thing to do, that the Yid Taker should have nothing at all to do with the food part of the business. He should bring in an outside contractor to take care of the food. But if he's incapable of doing that, the next best thing is to have somebody who works in the company, either as a chef or as a manager, open up an LLC, and that LLC will be purchasing the food and be actually serving the food to the patients. So therefore, the Yid is not doing business with the Nevelos and Treifus. Obviously, the Yiddish owner is benefiting from the Nevelos and Treifus, because he is, without that company doing that business, in his facility and serving the Nevelos and Trefus as guests, he wouldn't be able to operate his nursing home. So he's benefiting from the Nevelos and Trefus, but it's not called that he's actively involved in schayer with the Nevelos and Trefus, because he's not the one buying the Nevelos and Trefus, and he's not the one selling the Nevelos and Trefus. He just made an arrangement with somebody else that he's going to pay them a certain amount of money to take care of this problem that he has, which is to feed the patients in his nursing home. The patients feed him money for food and board and other things. And the guy's saying, look, I'm going to offer you everything else, but I can't offer you the food part of it. So I'm going to hire an outside party to go ahead and serve you food. So the Yid is not buying the Nevelos and Trefus and selling the Nevelos and Trefus. The Yid is hiring somebody else to take care of his patients and make sure that his patients are well fed and well taken care of. And that's not called that you're doing business with Nevelos and Trefus. Tomorrow, Amir Tzashem, on Daf Ayin, we're going to get involved, Amir Tzashem, with the other two Shilas of Lifnei Iver and the question of benefiting from Isurei Hanoah in nursing homes.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.